up, y'all? Welcome to the Film We Ready Judgmental Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This your boy Phil in here.
And I'm Leroy. So how you doing today, Phil?
I'm chilling, waiting for these Eagles to kick ass.
I forgot to ask you about your Veterans Day last week. How did it go?
Just another day, nothing biggie. I went to Wendy's for breakfast. You know what I mean? And I got two breakfast meals for free, anything I wanted, so that was cool.
Uh-huh. This and is Wendy's on McDade?
Yeah. Okay, and I was going to go to, what's the other one? Little Caesars and get lunch, and then go to Smashburgers for dinner, but I didn't do all that. And I got a Shea ID, so we could just go together and get, like, free grub all over the place.
So military wives get IDs, military ID also?
They don't just give it to you. I mean, you have to apply. You have to be married, and you have to apply for it.
Uh-huh.
Shit, I had my ID card.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But their cards expire, where mine says indefinite. It's like INF or IND or something on the card, so there's no expiration date. But theirs expires, so I guess you have to, like, go back every 3 years or whatever, something like that, or every 2 years.
Okay. Go ahead. Will you finish?
No, that's it.
Oh, okay.
I just, a lot of the military guys, they get together, like, on days like that, and they just go around from early in the morning all the way to nighttime, just getting free food and shit like that.
Why don't you go?
Nah, this is, like, the first time in a long time I actually took off from work.
Uh-huh. Now, are these older guys or guys your age?
Older guys, you know, of course. They know all the ins and outs.
Okay. Yeah, so that's why you really don't go with them, because they older.
I usually just work on a day, and they usually take off of work.
Mm-hmm. Well, Phil, before we get into today's game, we got to talk about Monday Night Football debacle, where the Eagles lost to the Commanders 32-21. Now, tell us the mountains of problems of that game. Was it the coaching, the players, or what?
I'm going to say the number one problem of that game was the head coach.
Yes.
And when I say head coach, even though we have an offensive coordinator, I blame the head coach for the flow of the game and the play calling. So that's the head coach. The number two problem on the list was the defensive coordinator.
Yes.
Number three on the list was the referees, and number four is the players.
Uh-huh. So you have Miles Sanders, one of the best running backs in the league, only get 12 carries for 56 yards. That's 4 yards a carry. So he was running the ball well, but you only ran him 12 times that game.
Well, shit, he only had one carry at halftime. That's fucking ludicrous.
Right. So then everybody was talking about how the Redskins ran down the clock, and they did. But their running back, Brian Robinson, had 26 carries for 86 yards. That's 3 yards a carry. So they weren't really running the football. Passing good.
They was running the ball a lot, but it wasn't effective.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But they stuck with it.
Right. And they didn't really pass the ball well. The only thing they beat the Eagles on turnovers, of course, and third down conversions. That's where they got where the Eagles at. But I didn't see anything that the Redskins did so great. They just happened to win.
What they did was they wore the Eagles down with that time of possession. They kept us off the field because they ran the ball, and they just chewed up that time of the possession. So we get the ball less, and by the time we do get the ball, ain't that much clock left. You know what I mean? So they would just run eating up the clock like that. And that's a smart coach would do if you play in a team that can score points.
Right, and especially how the Eagles play. They play like every possession is like a two-minute warning, and I still don't understand that. Because they did it in this game where they had the lead, and they still they'll make a play, then they'll like run to the ball like, you know, they only have two minutes left. I don't understand that. See, that's the problem right there.
Yeah, and like if I was a defensive player, like one of the leaders on the team, I would go to the coach and be like, why are we doing three and outs? Why you keep calling pass plays? Like, can we run the ball? Y'all kicking our ass over here. And all offensive linemen, they love to run the run block more than they like the pass block.
Right.
We supposed to have one of the best offensive lines. Per carry, we got one of the best running backs. and we refused to go with our strong suit. I think our first possession was three passes, three and out, or some shit like that. You know what I mean? It's like you can't just keep passing the ball because you become predictable and they just sit back in the zone coverage and wait for you to fuck up.
Right. So you just mentioned that if you was on defense, you would say something to one of the coaches or coordinators.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The leaders. I could have been an offensive lineman, one of the leaders, like Kelsey or something. I would have said something. If I was a defensive player, I would have said something. Shit, if I was Miles Sanders, I'd be like, yo, why only got one carry? Can I get some carries? It's halftime and I only got one carry. That's ridiculous.
I was just going to ask you if you was Miles Sanders, would you say something to him about it?
Yeah, but these guys don't say nothing. And then the players that do say something, they become labeled as uncoachable and a team selfish player and all that stuff. And that's bullshit.
Well, that's the same thing about changing plays. I hardly ever see quarterbacks change the plays anymore. They just use the play that the coordinators pick.
Right. They can stack the line on you and you'll still go with the run play that the coach called. Like, no, a smart quarterback will audible out of that shit if you see them stack the line for the run, but they'll still, like you said, do the same play.
Well, I guess since the Eagles do the run pass option, is that like changing the play, would you say?
Not really. I mean, it's more on the quarterback if he want to hold it or not. But 9 times out of 10, they usually, if you're not running the ball regularly, you're not fooling nobody.
Mm-hmm.
That only works good when you're mixing up the passes with the runs. But if you passing every time and then you do a run option, they're just going to be like, he's passing. You know what I mean?
Yep. And you speak to defense. The Eagles signed defensive tackle Levon Joseph on Wednesday. And on Thursday, the Eagles signed another defensive tackle and Dominican Sue to a one-year deal. Sue, 35, had 6 sacks last season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, what you think about these signings?
6 sacks. I think the dude, Lavelle, I think he's bumming. He's washed. He's been in the league like 15 years or something like that. He ain't nobody. Mm-hmm. And Sue, I think Sue is still a good rotational player because 6 sacks for defensive tackle is pretty good. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But we got the best linebacker from college last year sitting on our pond. What? And he's fast as hell, and he's got instinct. How about we go 3-4 and put him in a game and see what he can do?
Right.
We got guys that was brought here to sack the quarterback, and we're dropping them in coverage, and it makes no sense. Hassan Reddick should not be dropping back in coverage, and neither should that other guy we got. I forget who it was. But you see him dropping back in coverage. That's ridiculous. Those guys are supposed to go after the quarterback. Now, if you had what's the name in the game, the rookie in the game, then he can drop. He's fast and he got instinct, so you can drop him in the coverage or you can blitz him.
Mm-hmm. So the Eagles head over to Indianapolis, Indiana, to face the Indianapolis Colts at Lucas Oil Stadium. The Eagles are 6.5 point favorites, and the over and under is 46. Now, what do you think about the 6.5 point favorite?
That's fair. Over and you know, 6 points. I see that. I mean, they got a new coach, which is bullshit, but we already that, you know what I mean?
Hey, they won last week. So what you gotta say now?
So if they're going back to Matt Ryan, we own Matt Ryan. He usually can't do shit against us. So we should be able to beat them and it shouldn't be no struggle. But shit, after last week, maybe that was a slap in the face. We need to get our shit together.
Right. And then the over and under is 46.
I think that's a little high.
Okay. All right. So on the injuries front, we got the rookie defensive tackle Jordan Davis is out with an ankle injury. That's the reason why they signed the two guys, Joseph and Donovan Sue. That plus the, I guess they're used, especially on the Sue front, supposed to stop the run. So that's the reason why they signed those two guys, because he's out with an ankle injury. I don't know if it's not for the season. I think he's out for like 4 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure.
He's been out for a couple weeks now already.
No, that was the, I thought he was injured at the Commanders game.
No, I thought he got injured before that.
I don't know. So we got Dallas Goedert, Mr. Face Mask, is out with a shoulder injury. Three referees staring at them, making a face mask, three referees. You got the front referee and the two side refs, None of them seen that face mask. So that play, he had a shoulder injury, so he's not playing. I think he's out until they say he's not out for the season, that he'll be back in a regular season. So I'm pretty sure that means he's out for the season, because this is the 11th. This is week 11. So if why would he come back to the last game of the season? So he probably, they'll probably save him for the playoffs. On the coach side, you got Shaquille Leonard without with a seizure injury, back injury. He got that last week. There's a lot of questionables on the Colts injury list. I didn't name them because, you know, it said questionable on there. So what do you think the final score is going to be?
Something like 24-17.
Okay. See, I think the Eagles is going to be pissed today from that debacle on Monday. And I got them 35-10.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're going to be pissed off, and they're going to really the coaching is going to do what you said. They're going to run the football more, and well, they're going to make the offense. They're going to change up the offense instead of just passing. They're going to change the offense, and yeah, and I think they're going to have 35-10. It's the Colts, so. And we'll have some. I would love to have somebody from Indianapolis to talk about their new coach. Hey, they won last week. What can you say?
In the water, there ain't nobody.
Oh, but they won though. What if he won out for the rest of the season? Are you gonna still say it's a bad move?
Who?
Jeff Saturday.
It doesn't matter. It was other people that should have got a chance before him. My man got no coaching background and got hired than all these assistant coaches and coaches that can't get a chance when they coach college, coach high school, assistant coaches in the pros, and they can't get a head coaching job. And he just come right out of the damn fucking living room, and he's a head coach.
He didn't come out the living room. He was on the staff as a consultant. Now, I don't know if that means do consultants show up to do consultants show up to the facility every day or once in a while or what? I don't know what a consultant does in the NFL.
So Jordan Davis got hurt in the first half against Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. All right. So that was the game before. All right. So we'll be back. Hopefully we'll have someone from the Colts side to come and join us, and we'll see y'all at halftime.
Peace out. E-A-T-L-E-S,
Eagles! All right, it's halftime. The Eagles was losing 10-3. Some quick stats. On the Eagles side, Jalen Hurts, 10-for-14, 111 yards. Rushing, Jalen Hurts, six carries for 35. Miles Sanders, 5 carries for 19. Again, he's still got a high yards per carry average, but yet they only ran him 5 times. But that's neither here nor there.
you said Jalen Hurts got what?
6 carries for 35 yards.
That's not what I have.
What you have?
7 for 27.
Okay, but this is from the score I'm reading from.
That's what I'm reading from.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now it just went 7 for 35. Oh, went 7 for 35.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
And I guess they made a mistake. I had to just refresh it. Receiving side, A.J. Brown, three receptions, 46. Devontae Smith, three receptions for 35. On the Colts side, we got Matt Ryan, 11 for 14, 76 yards. Rushing, Jonathan Taylor, 11 carries for 64 yards. Receiving, we had Pittman, 4 receptions for 44 yards. Like you said, how the hell you got a goal line but didn't run the ball?
Not once. That's crazy. I swear, we like our own worst enemy. And I hate to say this, but we're being exposed because other teams are running the ball on us to control the clock, and that's opening up their passing game. So these garbage quarterbacks have been garbage all year, like Matt Ryan. Got a fucking 70% completion percentage.
Yep. Yeah, exactly, because he's not really doing much. They just running the football.
Yep.
Pretty much. And yeah, this is going to be a poor halftime because I don't really have anything to talk about other than, like Philip said, they let me see the time of possession. Time of possession. Let me see if I can find it. If you can find it, let me know.
16-12 to 13-48.
Okay, so the Colts have 16.
Yes, of course.
All right, but that's not bad. That's not bad as I thought. But what was you about to say?
No, it's not as bad. But the bottom line is our offense is better than theirs, and they got the points on the board, not us.
Yep. And Eagles are running the football. When you give it to Miles Sanders, look, the stats don't lie. He almost averaged 4 yards a carry, and you only gave him the football five times. Six times.
So he's on the pace. He's on the pace of getting 10 carries this game, where their running back, Jonathan Taylor, is on pace of getting 22. That should tell you something. Run the goddamn ball.
Exactly.
And what was that third and three or third and four, and you give it to Gainwell, the third running back? What was that about?
Yeah, that was a shitty run pass option. And it looked like he was going to throw it, but he handed the ball off like a split second too late.
Why is he in the game, though? Miles Sanders is tired. Now, if you're giving Miles Sanders carries and shit, then okay, you want to give him a breather. You're not even using him, so why are you taking him out of the game?
Yep. So, well, I already know what you're going
to
say.
We need to sign Frank Wright. That's what we need to do.
Bring him back?
Yep.
As of what, the head coach?
Offensive coordinator.
Now, I already know what you're going to say with this question. What do you want to see the Eagles do in the second half?
Run the goddamn ball.
you got to be specific.
Well, Miles Sanders. And we also got to pressure the quarterback. He's sitting back there just chilling, and we're not even sending nobody. Mm-hmm. Obviously, our front four is not good enough to get at the quarterback these last three or four games. So now you got to use one of the linebackers or one of the safeties or a cornerback, somebody to help blitz.
Well, won't they bring N'Kobe Dean in just to sack the quarterback?
Well, I said that too. I said because our defensive tackle got hurt, why don't we go 3-4 and let him play the rest of the game as one of the fourth linebacker out there?
Right. But how often does the Eagles change defensive formations?
I don't know. And that's why, how often do we win a championship?
Yeah, because that's like what you're talking is like old stuff. Because how often do teams nowadays change formations anyway?
Well, when you got the players that can do that, then you do that. If you don't have the players to do that, you can't do that. Like Pittsburgh, when Pittsburgh had four linebackers, they used to do it all the time.
Right.
If you got the players that can do that, like good players, then you got to do that. N'Kobe Dean was the top linebacker in college last year. He can't even get off the bench for us. What's that about?
I don't know. Has anyone ever asked him why he doesn't play?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, it's a coach's call. I was talking about asking
the coach in like the press conferences.
I don't think so. I haven't heard it come up. But I feel as though like because they signed that Kaiser White, who doesn't do hardly anything. Edwards is good, but he don't go after the quarterback. He makes tackles. And then you got what's the other dude? Hassan Reddick. Hassan Reddick's a beast if you let him blitz the quarterback, but you're not even using him to blitz. You're using him in coverage. Like, what kind of shit is that?
Right.
My man had, what, 15, 16 tackles, sacks last year? And now he's not even blitzing the quarterback, doing what he do.
Yep.
We good for that. Eagles are good for that. Picking up somebody and then making them play outside their comfort zone.
You maybe think about Asamoah. Yeah.
We good for that. That motherfucker was killing quarterbacks last year, and this year we're not even using them to blitz quarterbacks.
Yep. All right, y'all. Before we go, I got to apologize because I did what I always ask you when I hear your voice when you come on. I didn't even check. I normally check it when I turn it on. I didn't check it this time, and it was on the darn computer microphone. So my mic work wasn't up to par on the pregame. But yeah, I checked it this time. It is good. See, back when Scott made that change, remember you can hear your voice?
Right, yeah.
if I can hear my voice, I would have known, like, oh shit, something ain't right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what when they changed it like that, it messed up everything. And now every time I go in there, I gotta keep flipping it back and forth and shit. Before once I had it set, it used to just come on.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back at post game. I asked a couple of people, no responses yet, so we'll see how everything go.
All right.
Peace.
This is Johnny Unitas of the Baltimore Colts. Let's go, you Colts.
All right, it's the end of the game. The Eagles won 17-16. And here's some stats. On the Eagles, we got Jalen Hurts, 18 for 25, 190 yards, one touchdown. Rushing, you got Jalen Hurts, 16 carries for 86 yards. And Miles Sanders, 13 carries for 47. Receiving, Devontae Smith, 6 for 78. A.J. Brown, 5 for 60. On the Colts side, you have Matt Ryan, 23 for 32. 213 yards passing. Rushing, we got Taylor, 22 carries, 84 yards, one touchdown. Receiving, we have Pittman, 6 receptions for 72 yards. Campbell, 5 receptions for 67 yards. Very poor performance, and they got lucky by the skin of their teeth. Lucky that the Colts don't have a good quarterback, too, because if they had a good quarterback, they'd have been done. Now, what is your thoughts on the game?
A lucky win, and it shouldn't have came down to us running the ball in with damn seconds on the clock. It shouldn't have came down to that. Our offense has just been stagnant. We haven't been running the ball. We run the ball in the second half, but we don't do shit in the first half with the run game. Right. Same with blitzing the quarterback. We don't put no pressure on the quarterback into the second half. Like, what is wrong with these coaches? Why you can't just come out aggressive? Come out like you wanna run the clock, wear their defense down, score points that way, it'll open up the pass. This is basic football that's been going on for years. Why do we got to go against the grain? You know what I mean? Run, open up the pass. How you doing play action and run option plays, but you don't run the ball? You ain't faking nobody.
Right.
You have to run the ball to make them stay on their toes. We don't do that.
Nope. And too much run. Well, we always talk about that. Too much run pass option too. Too much of it, because it's not tricking anybody now.
We got all the way down there, and then we ran 3 straight plays with Boston Scott after Miles Sanders got us down there on that pass interference, and then he ran like three runs with more than 5 yards each carry.
Yeah,
and then he just set him down on that Boston Scott, the third running back coming there. Like, that's stupid.
The thing is, see, when they ran for it in that third down, mm-hmm. see, I thought they should have passed it that third down.
And I said the same thing. I said, we're in the red zone, and we got no targets at the end zone. You got to throw at least a couple times to the end zone. You might, hey, touchdown, pass interference, anything can happen. We didn't even try to throw to the end zone.
Nope.
So it's our play caller. He stinks, and it's the coach's fault, so I blame him.
Who's the offensive coordinator?
His name's Steichen or Stinken or something like that. Is he
young, too, like the coach?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think this is the second year as a play caller.
Okay. So you want Frank Wright to be your
yes.
offensive?
Yes. When we had Frank Wright, our offense was clicking.
So he going to come in the middle of the season to be the offensive coordinator?
No. What you do is you bring him in as like some consultant. You know how they do that slick shit. Bring him in as a consultant, and then next year you slide him on over depending on how this year play out.
Yeah. Oh, who is they?
The NFL.
No. I don't think you'd be in the NFL. But, well, hell, Jeff Saturday was the consultant. They said, hey, do you want to coach the team? He said, hell yeah, I do. And then going back to Jeff Saturday, too, I forgot to mention that Shannon Sharp was skipped. Said that he should have told them no. He should have took it. What person going to tell you no? I don't want to coach. Yeah.
If I got a letter right now in the mail saying, do you want to coach the Eagles? I'd be like, hell yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a fucking, what do they call it, a Sunday couch coach. You know what I mean? No professional coaching background. I'm taking a job if you offering.
Exactly. That he should have said, oh, no, Reggie Wayne, he should have got the job.
Yeah, oh, that's some bullshit. Right. I guarantee you right now, if one of these NFL teams gave Shannon Sharp a big-ass contract to coach that team, he'd be out.
Yeah. Yep. And power, too. He got to be like the GM or all that shit in charge of who the – yeah. Then he'd be like – he going to be like, bye.
Nice, Skip.
Yep.
And who wouldn't? So they need to stop doing all that lying foolishness.
Yep. Well, this will be the last game before Thanksgiving. The Eagles are playing the Tennessee Titans on the 27th. I think that's a home game, if I'm not mistaken. So are you worried about this game? Because you already know what the Titans are going to do.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. They play the Packers. I'm sorry. They play the Titans after the Packers game. I'm sorry. They play Sunday night at 8 o'clock. On the 27th against the Packers. Now, what is your thoughts on the Packers?
The Packers are garbage, but they're up and coming garbage team. Like, they can still beat you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Aaron Rodgers got the most interceptions he had, like, forever. He don't throw interceptions, but this year he already got 7. So he's been throwing interceptions, playing like shit. So we can beat them. Now, they did find another weapon in that receiver, Watson. He's a big dude with good hands, so he'll bust your ass if you let him.
Okay, so you don't think they're going to take the use the same script or just trying to run the football to kill the clock?
Well, that's what all the last few teams have been doing. So they're going to try it. And they got Jones and they got Dylan, their running back. So they'll try it because that's been working for other teams. Even though it didn't work today for the win, it still worked. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And yes, that's a home game. Home game here, the Packers.
Yeah, they're garbage, but they're still trying to get in the mix. And if they go on a late run, they might be able to get one of them last spots, but they're garbage.
But you said the Colts was garbage, too, and look what they almost did to you.
I know. Yeah, that's what I said. We should be worried now because we're in a funk right now, and these coaches are in over their heads with this bullshit. They're thinking too hard.
Yes, and also what they do is that statistic shit. They, I guess I'm assuming they looked at the run pass statistics and you score more passing the football. And I think that's why they're doing
it.
Trying to, yeah. So that's why I think why they, not running the football. But look, man, we can see that Miles Sanders is running the football effectively. Why are you not giving him the football? And like you said, why is Boston Scott in there unless Miles Sanders was hurt or tired? And he didn't do nothing. He had that long run, was a pass interference. Now, okay, now the play stopped because it was a penalty and all that stuff. So he comes back and run the football once. Then you got Boston Scott 2 times. Why? I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. They have to do something with this. The defense, too, also. We need to start blitzing more. We need to start blitzing in the beginning. Why are you making quarterbacks comfortable throwing
the football? That's what I said. Hassan Reddick is a sack monster, but we don't even use him until the second half when we down. Like, let him come out in the first quarter, and all we want him to do is blitz. When he had those 18 sacks last year or whatever he had, I think he had 18, all he did was blitz quarterbacks every play. That's what we got him for. That's what he should be doing. He shouldn't be dropping back in coverage.
Yep.
And Kazir White is doing nothing. He played the whole game and got 2 tackles. He's dropping back in coverage, but he's not batting no balls down. He's not covering nobody. So why is he getting the whole game? He should be splitting his time with Nakobe Dean.
Yep.
And I don't know who this guy 33 was on our team. He was out there just getting cooked left and right. I ain't never seen him play. Who is he?
What's his name?
Oh. I'm like, who is 33? Every time somebody catch a pass, 33 get in the face about the dirt. Like, who the fuck is this clown?
Josiah Scott?
Maybe. Where'd he come from?
Because
he's not a starter. Why is he getting so much clock? Did somebody get hurt?
Josiah Scott was acquired by Philadelphia from Jacksonville in 2021. So he was on your team.
I haven't seen his name all year. Never seen 33 on the field all game until now. He chasing everybody from behind after.
Yeah, well, we supposed to have someone that joined us, but I guess he ain't come through. So we might as well just wrap this up because I ain't really. Do you have anything else to add? Nah. Yeah, it was a shitty game.
For the winners are winners, so that's good, but it was a shitty game, and it shouldn't have came down to the last drive.
Exactly. And they should have been, they should have had a seven, they should have been, they should have had 17 points at halftime.
And they need, somebody needs to talk to these receivers we got, because every time they catch the ball, the opponent is just trying to strip them, and they're getting fucking positive out of that. Well, Brown knows better than to sit there be fighting with three dudes on them, and all they're doing is going after the ball.
Well, see, the thing about Brown and Smith, they like to get those yaks. Mm-hmm. And so they try and do anything to get those damn yaks. And then, like you said, they're going to try to go for the ball. If you keep fighting and all that stuff, they're going to go after the ball. That's common sense.
Mm-hmm. And what happened to the days when you got the ball, but if somebody got you wrapped up and you still fighting for yards, both your hands and arms is wrapped around that ball tight. He still got the ball in one arm. He's trying to push somebody with his other arm, and they just punch it right out. Like, you're supposed to wrap that ball up anytime contact come near you.
And also because he's a big dude also. So I guess he can try to, like, run people down and all that shit and try to truck people. But, like, the hell, you can keep going. If my teammate holding you and I'm coming from behind you, I'm going to try to get the ball because you're already caught anyway. You ain't going to get away.
And this was another bad officiating game, too, because we had, like, five penalties on the first drive of the game. And I'm like, what is this? They was throwing flags left and right, everything.
Yes.
And even when that guy fumbled the ball, the ref should have been blew the whistle, but they was letting him get yak yards with, like, 30 people on top of him.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't have been no fumble. They should have been blew that whistle, and he should have been down.
Yep. Well, all right, y'all. You can reach us on Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at PNL Judgmentals, Instagram at @_judgmentals, or you can email us at PNLJudgmentals@gmail.com. I'm laughing because of the what I said, TikTok. I thought about the comments or the video. We were self-hating. How the hell that self-hating? Because I'm talking about the lady's hair. I didn't say that. Oh man, she's ugly. Oh man, you see how ugly she is, or something like that. I just said her hair was pulled back. She had all that weaving and all that stuff in her hairline started at the middle of her forehead. What did I just say? What did I say wrong there?
Anytime you say something about them, that's what they say to you.
Now, who's them?
People. I'm just saying people in general. But the thing is, you can bust on dudes all day long. As soon as you cross the line, and it's not that bad. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
If you're a celebrity, you on TV, everything ain't glitz and glamour. It's going to be some negative. You got to take the good with the bad. If you don't want to take the good with the bad, then don't be posting shit online. Don't be on TV.
Right. Well, we going, y'all. And Phil seen Black Panther. And so we'll talk about Black Panther next week. He'll give his review, and I'm thinking our reviews are going to be the same anyway. So
why don't you do an episode like in the middle of the week, and they could just be like movie, TV, or whatever, not sports, instead of like bunching in the football with the other stuff.
All right, so you want to do that every week, or just this week, since it's going to be like Thanksgiving or something?
Whatever, it don't matter.
Pick a day.
Wednesday would be cool.
All right. So, and we'll probably, it's not going to be long. It's only going to be about a half.
Whatever. Yeah, that's
about a half. Yeah, it's probably not going to be long. I guess we can talk about Black Panther and the shit on TV. I didn't see the Married at First Sight yet. Did you?
Yeah, I finally watched it.
I haven't seen it anywhere.
I watched it on Kodi.
Oh, okay.
That's the only spot I found it on Kodi. And it was, I got a build on my Kodi. I forget what it's called. It's like it says Ghost and Purex or something like that. It's like purple. But when you go there, it has stuff on there. And that's what I saw. They had a lot of streams on there.
Okay.
But they play with the episode because it's like episode 20, season 15. Then it says episode 00, where are they now? So it's not even counted. And that's why you can't find it nowhere, because they're playing with that episode.
Right. All right, y'all. We'll talk to you.
Score a touchdown. 1, 2, 3.